Rachel just said, first the story in Genesis, and then a reading from Hebrews. So first of all, Genesis chapter 12, the first four verses. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And then from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, starting to read at verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of the Lord.
For some, it's the hole in your soul. It's a terrible ABBA song from ages ago, but there we go. For others, it's the search for meaning. Everybody's looking for that something, sang Westlife. The missing key. For some, it's connecting to origins, the source, understanding beginnings. And for us today, I'm going to refer to it as the journey of faith. We've travelled the first 11 chapters of Genesis, then something significant changes in the story of beginnings, from Adam and Eve to the great Tower of Babel. The story has given an account of the whole earth and everything. Apart from the intimacy of the Garden of Eden and the walks with Adam and Eve, God is a remote figure, impersonal, the big picture God. The creator, and we who walk on two legs and many legs, as well as those creatures who fly and swim and the green and growing things, and the whole earth, well, that's what the stories talk about. Essentially, we're on a journey to know God as well as understand ourselves. It's like lifting back the curtain a little bit more each time we hear them. And what is revealed? The Maker? The human heart? why we see ourselves as the center of our universe, perhaps. Why we are constantly pushing at the boundaries of life and even death. Why we have such a high opinion of ourselves. Where the desire to be gods begins. Why there are such deep divisions and inequalities between God and people, and people and people and people, and the very ground that we walk on, that we consume. Our way seems hell-bent on destruction as we idolize our own image. And I'm just talking about us, I'm talking about the whole. Whereas the story began with a God who said, it's good. It's all good. But by chapter 11 in the Tower of Babel, God is beyond what people are doing, no longer a part of it. There's a hole in the soul, you might say. And then the story changes. This God is not content to be remote and pushed out. This creator cannot remain absent. And so we meet Abraham and Sarai, the father and mother of faith, and through their journey, we meet again the God who travels with people. Together, Abraham and Sarai set out on a journey to a place they knew not where, with not much to go on, no real guarantees. The call to Abram and Sarai, the call to leave all behind, home and family, the comfortable and the safe way of doing things, and to go to a land they had not seen and did not possess, is the call to a journey. And the idea of calling and responding to God, who comes close and can be known, becomes part of this overall story, an important part of the story, because we'll keep seeing God come close to certain people and them coming close to God and it changing their lives. The journey of faith, where all there is for those who set out is a promise and a presence. The promise that when we pack up and set forth, we'll be led to a place that will become our home. And God will be with us. So the idea of home and the presence of God, also part of this story. Belonging as we do to such a highly mobile society, we may not appreciate what a radical decision it was for Abram and Sarai to undertake such a journey. They are being asked to do something that was almost impossible for ancient people with their ancestral bonds and all their responsibilities to those that come behind and those that go before. Yet out they went, as the book of Hebrews says, not knowing where to go, the first of a long and unending line of pilgrims. No guarantees as they set out from Haran. They were promised a blessing, but a promise is all it was. And how could they be sure the maker of the promise was trustworthy? They would discover the answer only in the unfolding of their journey, only as they traveled. That's quite an ask for people who like certainty, who like to control their lives as much as possible. We prefer a map and a clear idea of the length of the journey, or the sat-nav these days. I used to have God on my sat-nav. That was lovely, because he would tell me everywhere to go, and we always got there. What are the things that we need to take us? We prefer to know exactly what we're going to face if we're going. But to set out without knowing, without any idea, into the desert, well, it's just foolish. Certainly not very responsible to take women, children, animals. There are no contingencies in place. Everything around us now encourages us to plan ahead, to provide a buffer for the hard times. Except more and more people are picking up only what they can carry and setting out on perilous journeys with no buffer. And even the little they carry now is likely to be taken from them by those who cannot see beyond their own possessions. These are extraordinary times for hearing these stories again. These stories of faith. In general, we're accumulators. We gather stuff. The phrase "travelling lightly" isn't one that we resonate with easily. For example, even when one goes camping, which I have liked to do, I'm pretending now that I still like it, even though these days I would prefer a little bit more comfort, although I do try to make it as comfortable as possible. If you knew the hundreds of gadgets that can be got to make camping as much like home as you can make it. When I pack the car, there's usually only a teeny bit of space right at the very roof. And I stuff in everything, like the cooking stuff and the beds and the tables. And the day that I couldn't even get my 3-shelf cupboard into the car to take with me for when I got there, so I couldn't unpack my clothes, I did manage to get my whirligig washing stand, because that's ever so good for hanging your coat and any wet things, towels and stuff. Marvellous what you can get. And I always wander around the campsite looking for who's got what and what I might be able to find that would be an addition to my lovely tent. Oh yes, travelling light. Well, of course, the difference is I was going on holiday. Abraham and Sarai were not. The disciples who left their nets and their homes and followed Jesus were not. Refugees are not going on holiday. And neither are we when we set out to follow Jesus' way. Now, this was a setting out on a way of life. This was a life-changing decision. To respond to the call of God as Abraham and Sarai did is a direct challenge to our desire to be in control of everything to do with our own lives. It asks us to trust that on the journey of faith, we'll discover what we need to know to reach home and to search for God as we go. We don't even get to know everything about God before we set out. The journey itself will teach us. For it was in their giving up and their risk-taking that the promise was fulfilled. Or so our narrative would have us believe. "I will bless you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed," was the promise. Why would you do that? Set out on something which promised you a future hope. Well, I guess if you believed in the one who called you to go. If there was something compelling about the invitation that made you want to be part of the fulfillment of a vision, you might be willing to take the risk. If you believed that the one who called you would also be present with you, then you might be willing to consider the sacrifice. Abraham, according to the book of Hebrews, believed in the future that God had opened up for him. He believed that God would give him the family he desired. And it says he had faith that God would design and build the city. In other words, he trusted God to be faithful to the promises made and was willing to hold that vision of the future. It was enough to make him set out. And people are setting out on journeys of faith all the time. They're putting their faith in the kindness of others. They're simply setting out with a promise of something better than what they're leaving. There are many Abram and Sarais setting off across continents today in hope. Is God with them? The call of God is not an easy call. It's not to easy living and all our dreams fulfilled. It's much bigger than that. It's to be a blessing to others and to this earth. And it's so that all God's children find their way home. Is that enough to make you set out? To renew your sense of calling? To embrace the world around you, to seek to know God in this day. To take your place in the great family that stretches all the way back to Abram and Sarai. And forwards towards home. Now would that fill the hole in your soul? Amen.